bang niner gang.
Yeah, there we go. Kyle Drake, right? I gotta ask you something.
You guys are killing me. I'm done. I'm tapping out.
Yesterday, we get back, and you know, from overseas, and I must have been a little jet lagged because I'm watching the 49er game, and I thought it was 42-19 49ers. And from what you'd said, that couldn't happen. So I'm watching that going, I must not have any idea what's going on. Punch drunk, whatever. What was that?
You know, Whitey, in the universe, sometimes the stars, the moon, the sun, everything aligns perfectly for a Niners win in Philadelphia. And that's what we saw yesterday.
Yeah.
Everything went perfect for the Niners.
Really? Everything went perfect?
All right, Jay, you can cut that, big dog. You can cut that.
We're going to need that a few more times today.
I will say anthem, this. Brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. No, let's keep it real. This is what happened. And let me preface this by saying,
Brock Purdy is a star. That's what happened.
Let me preface this by saying, Whitey, a broken clock is right twice a day. Anything can happen in the NFL.
Oh, man. Are you sure you want to play it this way?
No, I'm going to play it the way I've been playing it. I'm being true to myself.
Mm.
Give the Niners credit. They played a heck of a game. They backed up their trash talk. Debo went in there and punked my Philadelphia Eagles.
He did.
With that being said, I go back to what I used to say back in September and October and November. You don't win championships, Whitey, in December. You win them in February.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me when it's all said and done. The Niners handled their business. The Eagles played like crap. Jason Kelce said it. We're not good enough right now. But I will quote the immortal words of someone I highly respect. I don't need a power rankings to tell me who's a better team is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I look at the standings.
Okay.
And the standings say the Philadelphia Eagles are still the better team, are the best team in the entire NFL. According to your logic, Whitey.
If you were doing
the power rankings right now, who would be number one?
Who'd be the number one? Well, the 49ers.
Well, see, you're going back on what you said then. You're going back on what you said. I see how it is.
I mean, no, did you not watch the game? I couldn't blame you if you bailed on that thing early.
I did bail.
If you pulled the parachute a little early.
I did bail. But you know what? Knowing the Eagles in the city of Philadelphia like I do.
What does the city of Philadelphia have to do with it?
Because we're scrappers.
Yeah.
We want a rematch, and we're going to get it in the playoffs in Philly.
And the Bay Area's wine and cheese people,
exactly,
is that where you're going?
Exactly.
Oh, sure.
See, you weren't here the other day. We had somebody on the text line, 916-339-1140, that said, Drapes, Niners fans are like Warriors fans. They're front runners. And that's what I'm seeing right now. I'm a take all the heat that I deserve, because all last week you weren't here, my friend. I was giving it to Niners fans, and they were quiet. They weren't calling in. They weren't texting.
Uh-huh.
They were quiet.
You may hear from them today. I'm hoping, you know, Kyle doesn't seem to understand exactly what went down yesterday. If you're a Niner fan, help me help him. We're all about helping you today. Yeah, and by the way, you know the Eagles got a ton of fair weather fans who've jumped on board.
No.
Yes. That's what happens when a team is successful.
When you're in the Northeast, when you're Boston, New York, Philly, you don't get bandwagon fans. It's passed down from generation to generation. Don't slander my city like that.
In addition to that, you know there are a lot of bandwagon, late-to-the-party fans. That's the nature of fandom. And Bay Area fans, Northern California fans, there are a lot of them been around a long time. Even Warrior fans. There are Warrior fans that supported that team, you know, in the old building. So just, you know, I know it's a tough day for you.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a hard day.
And I got to give you a ton of credit. I don't know if you'll even want to talk about this yet. But
can I throw it on? Hold on.
Yeah. This is really your call, and I really, you know,
if you're on the YouTube chat, you can see it right now.
Yeah. Did you just turn your
turned
your mic off?
Okay.
All right. Okay. He's going to. Yeah. This is worth waiting for here. All right. Look at that. Man of his word. There. You know what you look like right now?
There we go.
You know what you look like? You look like an
MVP candidate.
An MVP, my friend.
Pretty.
Oh, this does look good on me, though. This does look good. Red is my color.
I know Jeffrey Chedia from NFL Media is going to be with us today, and every week he updates the NFL Most Valuable Player race, and today he has, I think, number two. He has Brock Purdy, number three, Jalen Hurts. So, you know, you can complain to him
number
about
one?
That. I forget who he's
Is it Dak?
Yes, it is. Thank you. He's Dak's number one.
So Brock Purdy goes on the road in Philly, plays great, still can't even be Jeff Chidea's top MVP candidate.
Number two?
Number two.
Yeah. That had to be tough for you, especially the fact that Brock Purdy 19-27 for 314 and four touches.
You know what was tough, and I was worried early on in that game when the Eagles came out of their first two drives with just field goals. I said, "No, you got to score touchdowns against these guys.
Yeah.
Field goals aren't going to get it done." And so, when you looked at the halftime score, I think each team had like three scores. But the Eagles had two field goals and a touchdown, where the Niners had three touchdowns.
Yeah. What was the number? Because, again, we just got back from overseas. I don't even know what I saw. How many possessions in a row did the 49ers score touchdowns?
They still might be scoring right now, man.
Six? They're like LeBron. Five. That was incredible.
They got us. They got us. And you know, the Niners exposed what we already knew about the Eagles and their flaws. That secondary is not good, especially when you don't get a pass rush. In those first couple of drives for the Niners, they were able to get a pass rush on Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to get some ball, hands on ball, some deflection.
Oh, yeah. Early on, it looked like, wow, the 49ers had no chance of moving the ball.
Right.
First couple possessions.
And so I'm like, we're good. You know, the defense is fired up. But as the game went along, both line of scrimmages, the fact that the Eagles couldn't establish a run, that killed them. Secondly, the tackling by the Philadelphia Eagles was atrocious.
I didn't see a lot of tackling.
There wasn't any tackling. I mean, it was unbelievable. And how about the Eagles in the third quarter going down, scoring, and then they give up the big play to Deebo Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
That was the game right there. It's You know what? I'm going to call it like I see it. The Niners did a whole bunch of talking all offseason, during the season. Their fans did a bunch of talking. But Niners fans, your squad backed it up. They went into Philly and punked the Eagles. They treated us like a bunch of suckers, and that's what we were yesterday. That's unacceptable in the city of Philadelphia. That can't happen, and it won't happen again. I'm upset.
It won't happen again because next time they play, it's going to be at Levi Stadium.
You still got Baltimore to face later this season. You got Seattle, you know. You got some tough games, but, no, it was like.
You still know about Seattle?
It was my worst nightmare yesterday.
Yeah.
Really, it was.
Whitey, quick, man, do you have a hat for him so we could put it on backwards on that cat because he sure is looking purdy. I'm just saying. Do we got a hat out there for him, man? Can we get a King's hat to put on backwards for him?
Yeah, that's a great call, Jay.
A little backwards hat, too, so I can look like Brock Purdy. Come in with my little backpack on, too. Come on,
tracksuit, new tracksuit. The two things I would say if I were you, well, I might think of them, I might not say them, but it's true. One, your team, they look tired, and it's understandable. And the 49ers took full advantage of it.
No,
but your team, I think it was their third game in 13 days, whatever it was. And you could see, physically, they were overmatched yesterday. The other thing, and you touched on this already, it's true, that was a great win for the 49ers, but they ain't won nothing yet.
Exactly. And so everybody's coming at me in the YouTube chat, bring it on. I you know.
Well, that's because of what you said, though.
No, I accept that. I'm okay with it. But you're right. Remember when this team was 5-0, and we were talking undefeated, oh my gosh. It can change very quickly. And so, as Rick Pitino said, the great basketball coach, Niners fans, let's stay poor, hungry, and driven. Your team hasn't accomplished anything yet. In fact, they're not even the top team in the NFC record-wise yet. And so, you know, all the arrogance that's coming out and everything, okay, I get it. But talk to me at the end of the season.
That last team standing
is the only one that has bragging rights in the offseason.
That's what I liked about Brock Purdy yesterday. He said, I couldn't get caught up in the Philly game. It's one of a number of big games we have left here.
Yes.
We're trying to get the one seed. But do you remember the five words you had for us after Minnesota beat the 49ers? Do you remember you had five?
You came wrote on, that down or something?
Well, I remember.
I don't.
Ha, 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 ha. That's what I remember you had. Because I think you were on the road with the team, and Jerry Reynolds was in, and you called up.
I remember that.
And here's Kyle Drake. Ha, 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 ha. So
is this what the show's going to be today? Is
yeah, just pretty much.
Know. Let me know. 3.5 hours it is, you know.
Pretty much.
No, man. It was frustrating watching that yesterday. But like I said, kudos to the Niners, man. It was a physical game. I will say, they tried to muck it up. They came in there with bad intentions right from the get-go. When they ran on the field, running right in front of the Eagles bench like that and everything. Come on now. Play football. This isn't, you know, a bar fight or a gang war or anything. I didn't like the whole vibe. And then the third quarter, everything.
Couldn't handle it.
Come on. No.
Seemed kind of turtled up a little bit.
No,
that.
No, we did. We got punked. They punked us, no doubt about it, 100%.
And your director of security, you have nothing to do with this, I know, but that director of security, you're gone.
That's my guy.
You can't let him anywhere near the sideline anymore.
What? That's what the security guy said. He's the director of security.
Director of security needs to know you do not, you know, under any circumstances.
They might reassign him and give him a promotion.
Maybe, but you can't put him anywhere near the sideline anymore.
First of all, your guy shouldn't even be over on our sideline like that. Dre Greenlaw, late hits and all, putting his hands in people's face and everything. It was a highly charged game.
He got penalized. He got thrown out of the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, it happened.
And so did our guy, Dom. He got sent to the back as well. You know, it happens.
And
move
those
on.
Philly fans gave an ovation.
Yes.
That's unfortunate. Yes. That's some mixed up people.
Too bad the players didn't respond. That's what upset me.
Right.
The fans were ready. My guy, Dom, was ready. But the players weren't ready. That frustrates.
Dom was the most physical Eagle all day, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody in the YouTube chat says, Drapes, did you go to Limelight? Limelight is the Philly bar, I guess. I was going to go there to watch the game, and I was on my way. I was going to go at halftime, but I had a bad feeling about the way the game was going to go.
Really?
Yeah. And so I said, you know what? I'd rather just watch alone. So I watched the second half alone.
I know we got to take a quick time out here. We will in just a second. What was it that gave you that feeling? What was it watching?
Because once the Niners get going, I mean, they steamroll people. We saw it against Dallas, saw it the first five games. Once they get the confidence and the flow, and once Shanahan and Brock Purdy, and they figure it out, it's hard to stop them. And the Eagles, like you said, had no way of stopping them. Five straight touchdowns or whatever it was. And so I saw that script coming in the second half.
Debo's, I think it was his first receiving touchdown when he got the ball over the middle. And I was listening. You had the broadcast on our station. Greg Pappas says it passed over the middle to Debo. And then the next thing you know, it's like, he's down the middle. He's at the 50, touchdown.
Did you see that illegal block, though, the holding? They showed the replay.
I didn't see a flag.
Exactly. Hey, Jay Johnson's in our ear. Everybody saw the holding. They did the replay, and I forget who the analyst was. I forget his name, but they're like, oh, my God. Yeah, Greg Olsen. That's textbook holding right there. They got to call
that. Play.
It was in the middle of the field.
Whoever your right tackle is, he false started every play. They didn't kind of say, yeah. I was watching, hey, that guy jumped. He jumped every play.
Lane Johnson. He got called for one. I think.
All right.
Oh, man.
More on that incredible 49er win coming up. And how about it? Kyle Draper wearing his Purdy jersey today. Got to applaud him. Also tell you why Golden One Center looking a little different right now as we get ready for the quarterfinals, the knockout round of the play-in tournament. It's a Drive Guys coming to you from the Golden One Center on Sactown Sports. I don't know what was more surprising. The way the 49ers beat the Eagles yesterday, not really surprising that they beat them, but the way they beat them was a little surprising. Or hearing Kyle Draper today, and we knew this is a tough situation for Kyle. He comes out complaining that the 49ers were bullying the Eagles. You complained about that?
No, because you know what happens. I thought we were going to see a good football game, a great football game. I didn't know we'd see cheap shots.
Better get the violin.
They were trying
ready
to bully him out there. Come on, play football. Come on, man.
They were trying to bully him?
Come on, man.
Play. It's pro football.
They. You know what?
Philadelphia, whatever, Broad Street Bullies,
whatever it takes
right?
to win, okay?
Uh-huh.
I hope Niners fans are proud of their team and that showing we saw there. Dre Greenlaw getting into it with my guy, Dom.
Draymond Greenlaw?
Yeah, exactly. Draymond Greenlaw, you know? Kings fans, y'all wouldn't stand for that. Don't stand for it from the Niners now. They come talking trash and... I'm trying. Yeah. I need some Eagles fans to call in, man. I'm by myself right now.
Somebody's calling in. We'll see if they're Eagle fans. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Let's start with Doug. Doug, you're on with the Drive Guys, Sackdown Sports. What's up?
Hey, Whitey, take a break. All this is going to be directed at Mr. Draper.
What you got, Doug? Come with it. I'm ready for that smoke.
Man. You know what? You back up really well. Man, you're smooth. I'm listening to you, and you go, oh, yeah, and everything. Now you're agreeable. Where were you on Friday? Friday, you were saying crickets. What'd you do?
No, where were Niner fans on Friday? So hold on, Doug. No, time
out,
Doug.
Man.
Time out.
You know
time
what
out.
A man does? A man goes in and said, hey, we got smacked. We weren't very good. And tomorrow's another day.
I thought I said that, Doug. I said that. I said we got punked. We got treated like suckers. Give the Niners credit. They came in. They kicked our butt.
They tried to bully us.
Yeah, they bullied us. They mucked the game up. We'll see them come to the NFC Championship game.
Did you bet your house on it?
What, this past game?
You bet your house on it that Philadelphia would win?
No, not this last week. You got to understand.
I'm
to Whitey's
saying,
point,
man, you bet
we were
your...
tired. We were tired. We weren't the better team. Our defense is not where it needs to be right now. But like I said earlier in the season, Doug, you don't win championships in December. You win championships in January and February, big fella. So those you can give me all the smoke you want right now. Go ahead. You can be an arrogant Niners fan right now, but when it's all said and done, one team.
Okay, hey, you know what? That's what all is fun about sports. It's never serious because there are a lot more things in life that are a lot more serious.
Thank you, Doug.
You said it was a good game. I was going, it was a great game if you're a Niner fan.
Yeah, it was a great game. You're right, Doug. Tremendous
contest. Here's the thing, though, and I'm ready. Come on, Niners fans, bring it. I don't mind.
Real quick, Whitey. Real quick.
Yeah.
I know you have your pen and your paper. Let's keep a account of how many excuses Drapes has today. He's already said jet lag. He said tiredness.
I may need another pad.
Yeah, just in case. Let's just keep track of it because you do a great job of being a statistician there, Whitey. Let's make sure we keep how many.
Okay,
he's got two or three
us?
Already now.
Yeah,
a dirty game, jet lag, and tiredness. So we got four already. It's not February. It's not January.
February.
That's right.
Yeah. And the holding call, too. That was a big play. That was a game changer that they didn't call. But here's the thing, though, White.
Wait. That was a game changer?
Yes.
It's 42-19.
No, because the Eagles had just scored. If you make that call, maybe it's a three and out or a third down, and you got to, punt the ball. And the Eagles get it back, and we're right back in this thing. But I will say this, because, Whitey, you were on the shores of Okinawa last week.
Yes.
All week long, I heard it's one game. It's one of 17. It's just a regular season game. And now that they won, all the smoke is coming? I thought
of course
it was just one of 17, though. It's just one game.
You, you made your bed. You have to get in there when it comes to a lot of the trash talk that we've been hearing from you about the 49ers, not just last week. And last week, I didn't hear a lot of it myself, but I've been hearing it all season long, going back before the season started, about a Brock Purdy game manager, all that. Brock Purdy is an MVP candidate. So, that's part of the reason why people are quick to point out to you, hey, the 49ers beat your team pretty good yesterday. Your team didn't show up yesterday. Big game. That was a huge game for your team. You're right. There's a lot of football left to be played. That was a big game yesterday. Only one team showed up. You have to admit, you may not admit it here, but that was surprising.
Yeah, a little bit. We got off to a great start talking about the Eagles. Our offense the offense was shredding that defense those first two drives.
6 points up.
But couldn't punch it in.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, the huge turning point, because if you're the Niners, you're only down 6-0. You get the touchdown, you're up 7-6. It's a whole different ball game psychologically. And so the Niners were the better team on that day. But if you look at power rankings, based on what you said, the best team record-wise is still the Philadelphia Eagles.
But they just played yesterday. Yesterday.
Let's get to
Donald. Thanks for hanging on. Got a lot of people. We'll get to as many as we can on the phones here. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Hey, Donald, you're up. Drive Guys, Sackdown Sports, what's up?
Man, Kyle, if you wasn't a Kings fan, I'd disown you right now because you sound like a straight-up sucker.
What am I supposed to say? My squad got their butts handed to them. What am I supposed to say?
they kick their ass all up and down the field. And I'm not a cursor, but I got to say this. And here's the thing about it. They ran up 500 yards in two quarters and in a half.
It was impressive.
You don't want to run this back.
No, we got to run it back. We got to. We beat y'all in the NFC Championship game. We handled y'all. And let's not forget, that was a blowout, too.
Let's not forget, the 49ers didn't have a quarterback in that game.
It was a reason why you didn't have a quarterback. It was a reason. The Niners had no hope in that game, Jay Johnson. Don't get in my ears.
It wasn't no blowout, though.
Y'all had no hope, though. Once Brock Purdy had his elbow taken off, there was no hope.
What was the final score? Blowout. Was it a blowout?
Score-wise, it wasn't a blowout, but it was never in doubt. Let me say that. It was never in doubt. Yesterday, really never in doubt also. Once the Niners got up, it's like Ali Frazier. You know, we need part three.
Well, it'd be like Ali Frazier if in one of the fights – one of them didn't have his glove, both gloves, right? It's not even. I know the win last year for the Eagles was the bigger game, but the 49ers did not have the quarterback. And that's why, as the 49er fans know, and as you know, that's why the 49ers did so much talking. That's why Debo did so much talk. It's like, would have been a different story if we had our quarterback. Well, you better back it up. Okay, they just did.
They backed it up. They won. They took round two. It's going to be another round. These are the top two teams in the NFC. I think they'll meet up again, and then we'll, settle it once and for all. But, Niners fans, have your moment. When I had the phone lines open on Friday, nobody wanted to call in because they were so nervous about this game. Now that they won, they're being front runners. They feeling good.
You backing
good.
Up, Whitey. Put it on there.
Clear. Watch out behind.
Front runners. That's another excuse. Put it on there.
Look out there.
Do I have any Eagles fans that could come to my rescue? I'm taking these punches, these shots all by myself out here. I need some help. Your boy needs some help.
Daniel, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Yo, we got to take time out. We'll get back to the phones. we'll see if we can find any Eagles fans. I'm guessing we don't find a lot of them today, those fair-weather Eagles fans.
I'm here, though. Yeah. I'm here. I thought about calling in sick.
Awesome.
I wanted to face it.
Did you really?
Trust me, I was dreading coming in today.
All right. More for Kyle Draper. Hey, he is wearing his Brock Purdy jersey today. Got to give him that. Drive Guys coming to you from the Golden One Center, Sacktown Sports. On the move. That was a little upset music for you.
Yeah, I'm upset. Uh-huh. I'm still upset about that, yeah.
Listen, to you, to everybody listening, happy Purdyversary. It was a year ago today, Brock Purdy replaced an injured Jimmy G in the first quarter versus the Dolphins. 21 games since then, including playoffs. Brock Purdy's passer rating, 114.1. That would be, check my notes. Yes, the best in football. Number one passer rating in the last year, Brock Purdy. And Kyle Draper paying his respects today.
Yes.
To Brock Purdy by wearing the number 13 jersey.
And how about this, Whitey? I'll spice it up a little bit. I just went and bought this jersey. And as you know, jerseys are not cheap.
Today you got it?
Yeah, I bought it today. I had to pay my bet, right?
Uh-huh.
But this will be the last time I wear this jersey. And so I'm going to give it away to somebody on the YouTube chat, actually.
Wow.
Because I'm never wearing a Brock Purdy jersey again. This is like,
you don't
want to
save it for the next time they might play?
No. Now, if it was Tom Brady, a surefire Hall of Famer, shoot, if it was Jalen Hurts, somebody that has a legitimate shot at the MVP, maybe. But not Brock Purdy. I can't.
You don't think he has a legitimate shot at the MVP?
I think he'll split some votes with CMC. Hmm. And so I think, that may be an issue for him. But with that being said, I can't doubt my man Brock Purdy for 12 straight weeks and then all of a sudden hang his jersey up in my closet. That can't happen. I'm not like that. I'm a man of my word here, White.
Yeah, at some point you're going to have to admit you're just wrong about him. I mean, at some point, maybe today's not the day. Maybe you're not ready for that.
No, today's not the day.
Yeah.
Today's not. He's a good, I've always said he's a good quarterback. But I still haven't seen him tested, really. Mm. Like, yesterday was not a test.
No.
They just bull-rushed the Eagles. They mollywopped them.
Josh Johnson could have done that yesterday.
Johnson could have done that.
Nope,
exactly.
No question.
Dak Prescott could have. I mean, come on, man. Sam Darnold could have went in there and got that win yesterday.
Are you actually looking at these games?
Of course. You got to understand. it wasn't about the throws Brock Purdy made. It was the inability, A, to get a pass rush, and B, to get a tackle. Like, Brock Purdy, the numbers look good. Rating looks good.
Yeah.
The dude wasn't touched after the first quarter. And how about the yards after the catch? I need somebody to pull up that number. Every single time the Niners got the ball, the Eagles' first tackler missed, like, whether it was CMC, whether it was Kittle, whether Debo's still running for touchdowns.
Well, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to change the narrative from, wow, the Eagles got destroyed, back to Brock Purdy's not all that. So we don't have time right now. We don't have time right now for your Brock Purdy slander. We'll probably revisit it at some point.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fans. A lot of your fans are anxious to talk to you about the game yesterday. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Start with Bobby on Sacktown Sports. Bobby, you're on with the Drive Guys. How are you today?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you? Hey,
good. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, so, Drape, you're lucky we love you, man, because you're a great fan. You're good at your job, and I'm lucky I got an Eagles fan as my neighbor because we had this talk. He wouldn't actually return my text this morning, but but Drape, like, this is a great thing because, like I said, I respect you. You're good at what you do.
Thank you.
But you got to know, and I know I don't care what you say on air, but deep down inside, as someone who understands sports, I'm going to say pretty well, like yourself, that was a bold statement yesterday. Like, you guys got absolutely dismantled in pretty much every phase of the game. So you can say what you want on air, but you and I both know both squads at full health now. Man, I was hoping as a Niners fan it'd be closer because I wanted to see. I had to see it, but, man, they passed the test. Like, that was
– No, yeah. Niners looked fantastic yesterday. Eagles looked like trash. But here's the thing about sports, though. Go ahead, Bob.
It's defense, though. I didn't realize – your defense is like – it's just a lot of bad mismatches. And I got to be honest, I was very surprised. That was the last thing I expected was a 23-point just absolute at the link. Like, that was – but – it was your D. Like, your D is just not the same as last year. That was the noticeable difference. Like, oh, and your lack of run game. Swift is a really good scat back. He is not. McCaffrey made him look like they are on different levels. And that was just very obvious yesterday.
Bobby, so, you neutralize that pass rush, and then your secondary.
Right. No.
It's exposed and a little too steep.
We knew that, though, right? Like, that was the biggest weakness in the Eagles' whole system is their secondary. It's not good. And when you play against a team as talented as the Niners, I mean, you know, with so many weapons, it's going to be a long day. That's why that pass rush is so important.
Yep.
And, you know, after that first quarter, they weren't able to get to Brock Purdy. And so, you know what? But this is sports, Whitey. As we know, just because someone wins on December 3rd, 2023, that doesn't mean they're going to win when it's time to, you know, win a championship. Like, you know, it's...
Hold that thought right there for just a second.
Go ahead.
Jay, is that an excuse? Should I write that one down?
No.
This is sports?
Go ahead. Put that on note, too.
This is sports.
Okay,
this is
sports. Doesn't mean... Yeah, okay. All right, got it. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
I'm backing the truck up right there, Whitey's backing up.
You guys can have all your fun right now. I get it. It's your day. Bring it on, Niners fans. But you know as well as I do, one head-to-head meeting does not determine what will happen in the playoffs. We've seen it far too often. Come on now. I mean, you can have your day. Your team is better right now. But
it's September.
No, exactly. But here's the thing. The dirt aren't on the Eagles' grave right now. They're not 6 feet deep. They still have a shot. It's not like, oh, you'll never see the Eagles again. They're done. Come on, man. It's one game.
Right. It was. You keep telling yourself that, and that's what they're telling themselves. But that was a humiliating loss yesterday, and there was a lot at stake yesterday. It does go beyond the playoff ramifications. Ultimately, that's more important. But, you know, these teams don't like each other. There was a lot of talk from both sides about what they were going to do to each other. And for that to be a one-sided game like that, that's very humbling for your squad. And I'm sure on a personal level for you, too.
No, it is. It is to an extent. But when you look at, you know, the stretch of games that the Eagles are in right now, you know, if we want to go back to Dallas, you got Dallas.
You got Kansas City.
You got Kansas City.
You
got Buffalo. You got San Fran. You got Dallas again. So that five-game stretch, I thought we'd go 3-2. Right now, we're 3-1. So we're, you know, by my prognostications, we're fine. Everything's okay.
Yeah, but here's why you're not. the record, as you pointed out, you only have two losses, one fewer than the 49ers, right? But some of these wins, it's like a house of mirrors. I think the Eagles were 5-0 going into yesterday in games which they were losing at halftime. And they had won, they were like 5-0 in games, they were behind by 10 points. And that's on one hand, that's, wow, that's admirable. But that's not sustainable in the NFL.
Right.
What I'm saying is your team has been lucky this year.
No, good. How about that? Clutch.
They have been good, but yeah, they've also been very fortunate.
And it was going to come back to bite them at some point. I thought it would have happened in Buffalo. Niners are a good team. Give them credit. I mean, you know, they came in there, and I've said it before. I'll say it again, Niners fans. They punked the Eagles. They made them look like suckers out there, and that's okay. At the end of the day, Philly's 10-2, and the Niners are what, 9-3? Come on now. We're good. Everything's okay.
Who, in case there's a tie, who's got the tiebreaker now?
I don't deal in hypotheticals. I don't deal in hypotheticals. I go by the current standings, and right now,
that's all you've been doing is dealing with hypotheticals. Like, well, they won yesterday, but that doesn't mean they'll win down the road.
I'm looking at the YouTube chat. My guy Andrew Cardwell, Drapes is right. Up next, sea turkeys. See, this guy is focused on.
All right,
he's on to Seattle.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he knows that the Niners haven't accomplished anything. If we're talking about regular season championships. Okay, go ahead. But the Eagles are about the Super Bowl. We're trying to win a Super Bowl.
And which franchise has won more Super Bowls?
Which franchise has won the more recent? You guys are like the Celtics in the NBA. Oh, we all won when, you know, Roger Craig was running 25 times. You know, this is a different ball
game. Well, I think they've won since Roger Craig was running. I think they won a couple. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Steve joins us on Sackdown Sports. Hello, Steve.
What's good? Whitey, welcome back to the States, man.
Thank you.
Nice to have you back, brother.
Appreciate that.
So, man, Kyle, you know I talked to you on Friday. My brother's an Eagle fan. I haven't spoken to him since I don't know when. But look, man, I gotta give you the respect. I would love to sit here and bust your behind. But you're out here standing on business. You're out here owning it up. But you know what, man? I'm just going to throw it out there and just say, you know, well played, sir. Well played. But I will say the vibes you were giving me on Friday were the vibes you were giving everybody on Friday, man. Everybody. This was going to be the game. This is a December 3rd game right here. This is going to be the one. Like, it felt like this December 3rd game that's not necessarily as important as you are portraying and saying today was a lot more important to you on Friday than it was today. I just wanted to bust the chops, Kyle, man. Mad love, mad respect, man. I appreciate you standing on business. I'm sure everyone else does too, man. So
right,
y'all have a good day, man. Welcome back, Whitey.
Thank you. That's a great call from Steven right there, isn't it? That's a great call.
That was a great call. And he's right, though. You know, on Friday, I was talking a lot. I was talking a lot, and I wanted to hear from Niners fans. They were kind of quiet, and I was giving them the business. And but, you know, I'm only going by what Brock Purdy and those guys. It's 1 of 17. Congrats. You won. I'll take the smoke. I'll take the heat. But my squad isn't dead yet. And so the Niners are a real threat, no doubt about it, you know. And, you know.
You think?
Yeah, I was talking to Jay Johnson earlier, you know, and the only thing that can hold the Niners up is health. And so I've seen teams – you know, in the NFL, the NBA, how they plan in September, October, November, December isn't necessarily how they're playing when it matters the most, January and February. And so have your day, Niners fans.
When we come right back, we've got Dom DeSandro, we got Dre Greenlaw, we got LeBron James, Ime Udoka in What's a Beef next when we're back to the Golden 1 Center Drive Guys on Sackdown Sports. What happened yesterday along the sideline there? Little back and forth between Dre Greenlaw and some big fat guy who works for the Eagles.
Oh, it was a personal insult. That's terrible.
It was a disgrace, is what that was. Dre Greenlaw thrown out, and I know you know his name. I want to make Dom DeSandro. Thank you.
Yes.
As far as I know, he's been there a long time, does a great job, but he was also thrown out. Kyle, you have to admit. All right, and I withdraw the comment about his personal appearance, whatever. But when you're not uniform personnel, you don't interact with players in the game at all. That's verboten. You do not do that.
And vice versa, right? As a player, you don't interact with coaches like that.
Well, he's not a coach, but if somebody sticks their finger in my face, I might have a little something for him. I might. Yeah. It's one thing. The guy on the sideline who is the director of security needs to know I'm not involved in this. If you're a player, and obviously Dre Greenlaw emotions are running high there, what he did was wrong. There's no question. That's Dre Greenlaw. It's, you know, Draymond Greenlaw, I've called.
Yeah.
He lost his composure there. But the director of security is supposed to smooth things over, make sure everybody's safe. He's not supposed to inflame things. It was terrible what happened there.
Well, I will say this. I'll start off by saying both guys were in the wrong. How about that? But I'll also add that this game was so emotionally charged because the Niners came in there trying to muck it up, trying to act like some big, bad, tough guys.
So
right from the jump, the Niners made this more than just about football. This wasn't just about football. There was a hatred out there and the Niners took it to that level. So it is an emotionally charged game. Both guys were in the wrong. With that being said,
so it's a 49ers fault that Dom DeSandro the Niners came in with too much emotion?
It's the Niners' fault that they escalated it to that level. Yes. Instead of playing football, it was the Niners that came in there with an agenda.
Yeah,
you know
to
what?
Win.
We're going to come in here. We're big and bad.
Yes.
We're going to come into Philly and the Link and beat you guys. Regular season game, we got the win.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Debo
Samuel and them
football.
Came out there. No. That's Neanderthal football. Come on. We're talking about multi-million dollar athletes acting all big and tough and everything.
Well,
Drake
Greenlaw
like that.
He got tossed out of the game. So, and you can argue that he should have for what he did. Dom DeSandro had no business interacting with a player at all. You know that. And I know you're an Eagle fan. You don't want to admit that. No business. And the league, if they haven't already, they haven't that we know of, the league is going to have to hand down some kind of decision on this because you can't have that. I don't see how you could do anything more to Dre Greenlaw. He missed most of what to this point has been the most important game of the year, but the director of security, he has to be removed from the sidelines.
Not at all. And what's going to wind up happening is maybe a fine, but I don't think you got to understand the context of this game. Now, if this was
simple
week
rule,
two,
Kyle.
Show me the rule. You got the rule? You got the NFL handbook right there?
No.
We don't know. We don't even know what rule is.
The rule you do not, the sideline personnel, you do not have any interaction with the players whatsoever. That is unnecessary.
But here's the thing. When you're the director of security, your job is to protect your team and your players. And so you can't tell me if we're here at the Golden One Center.
Uh-huh.
If somebody from the opposing bench charges down to the Kings bench to try and mix it up with the player, security will not try and get in front of them. Come on. That's the security's job.
First of all,
that's security's job.
Director of security here. I played against him in high school, and I went to junior high with elementary school.
Sean would try and get in.
I wouldn't want to tangle with Sean.
Right.
I've known that for a long time, but I know that he would do his job in a very professional manner. That's not what happened.
This is the problem with this discussion. You can't be objective, Whitey. You can't be objective about the whole game. You know.
Of course I can be.
You know, first of all, it was a late hit.
Oh, yeah.
Second
Drake
of all,
Greenlaw, that was what he did was he – even the 49er announcers on our station, Tim Ryan said, yeah, he probably should have been ejected there. So I get that. But the director of security can't go up to Dre Greenlaw with, I think he said, what was that? Was a BS move, whatever he said, and getting in his face. Like,
he can't do that. Everyone knows that. This is an emotionally charged game.
Matter.
Okay, I said both guys were wrong, but you're making it sound like he should never work in the NFL again. He can't be on the sidelines ever again. You have to look at the context of the game. Think about this. In terms of basketball, Ron Artest went into the stands and got into a fist fight with a patron, a fan. Right. That's the worst thing ever done in the history. And he was allowed to be back on the court and resume
playing. He's a player.
So you can't tell me, Dom, oh, my God, they should not. They should revoke his credential.
Get him out of the sideline.
Come on. See, that's a homer take.
Sideline.
Because what
he did was
That's a biased take right there.
It's not biased.
If this was against Seattle, you'd be like, yeah, Dom, go get him.
It's just there's a clear rule there. And there are reasons why there is that rule. And it's very important. And some of it has to do with, as you mentioned, the malice in the palace. And, dude, yeah, we understand you're emotional about it. You can't mix it up in any way, shape, or form with a player. You can't do that.
I just said both guys were wrong. What do you want me to say?
There must be punishment. How are you going to punish him?
I told you, you're going to fine him. You might suspend him a game or something like that.
That'd be a start.
I don't know, but
that'd be a start.
I'm not going to ruin this guy's career over that.
I didn't say fire him. I never said fire him. I don't want to fire
him. If I'm the Eagles, I promote him.
Yeah, well, that would go a long ways towards making your fans feel better. Because
Dom's
a
cult hero now.
I know you wanted to get into what's a beef. We'll get into that in just a second, but I think first we've got to get back to the phones. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Brett joins us if Brett's been hanging on. Brett, you're on with the Drive Guys. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. Thank you for hanging on. What can we do for you?
Absolutely. Drapes, you need some fellow Eagles fans to call and console you today?
I do, man. I'm by myself. I'm standing out here alone. It's killing me.
Well, it's not going to be me, baby.
Good, because I was going to let you go.
You got to wait for the next caller for that one.
What you got, man? What you got?
Brock Purdy for MVP. Fred Warner, Defensive Player of the Year. Christian McCaffrey, Offensive Player of the Year. And Trent Williams for President.
Okay. By the way, thank you, Brad. And again, thanks for hanging on. By the way, one of the key plays of the game was the next play after that, whatever you want to call it on the sidelines, whoever you want to blame, point fingers, however you want to see the league dish out punishments. Right after that was a 3rd and 7, and Brock Purdy hit Ayuk, and it shut down that crowd at a time when it looked like, here we go. The Eagles might get back into this because Dre Greenlaw lost his cool.
Yeah, because we had 3rd down. Yeah.
Yeah. 3rd and 7, down. Big conversion, a big play in the game.
The inability to get off the field for the defense, too. That was huge.
We got to take a timeout. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. When we come back, Jeffrey Chedia, senior writer, NFL.com. Every week he updates the MVP race. I wonder how that game yesterday impacted that.
We'll ask him, right?
We'll find out. Jeffrey Chedia, NFL Network, joins us next year. To you from the Golden One Center on Sacktown Sports.